Eli, have you ever seen a situation like that where you lost so many receivers in one game, and how did that impact the way you guys were calling the plays?
No, it's tough. You know, tough situation when you know, you lose you know, three, you know, eventually four receivers in a game. You know, I thought you know, we did the best we could. You know, had a scoring drive with a couple of them out when we just had two receivers left. But you know, Evan Ingram's played in the slot. You know, part of and so, you know, just simplified the game plan a little bit, what you could do. But you know, there at the end, having, you know, having three tight ends and one receiver on a 2-minute drive, you know, we were able to get a couple first downs, do some things. But you know, they it was, you know, not the ideal situation.
Can you describe the sack
force fumble,
what you saw there?
Yeah, you know, I can't afford to do that. Backed up, you know, going to cover two, or maybe have a chance to throw one on the sideline. But, you know, tried to move in the pocket by a little time, just got tackled and landed on the defender, so it didn't hit the ground and ball popped up. But I got ahead, two hands on the ball right there, take the sack and move on, but can't give them that field position right there.
You had some overthrows early in that first half out there with Odell. Just take us through that. Too strong an arm, timing, what was it there?
Yeah, just missed them. Missed them on a possible touchdown to the early in the first quarter. Just, yeah, just had a little too much on it. And, you know, can't afford to miss those. You got touchdowns, you got you know, plays that you gotta hit them.
Well, you were hit very hard late in the game. You checked for a concussion?
No concussion. So I'll be fine.
Tell me your emotions when you saw Odell go down, and what you said to him.
You know, obviously, you never want to see any receivers go down, and looked like he was in some pain. So you know, just told him be thinking about him and. You know, obviously don't know the severity of it, but, you know, hopefully be okay.
How's that throw to Lewis? How tight of a window is that?
You know, there was playing man-to-man, you know, doubling the inside guys, so I had him one-on-one, and, you know, thought I'd put it in a good spot. He made a good catch and getting his feet down, so big play right there, and a nice play by Roger.
What do you see with Gallman? What do you see with Gallman in a running game that he gave you today?
Yeah, I thought Wayne did a good job, you know, breaking some tackles, hitting some big runs. I thought we ran the ball great, you know, all day. Had some nice runs, so should have led to more points.
How hard is it, Eli, to just kind of keep having the same conversation
every
week for you, just kind of
the answer to the questions you get frustrated?
You know,
frustrated
with losing.
Not the questions come with it. So if you want to fix it, you got to get a win. And obviously, it's tough to have close games and, you know, have leads and you know, not be able to, you know, especially when you make mistakes that hurt the team. It's tough to swallow, but we'll keep fighting back.
How limited were you guys on that last drive with all the receivers?
I mean, I think everybody knew what they're, you know, what they were supposed to run. But just trying to get guys, you know, lined up, and you know, obviously some guys are in some spots that they're not used to being, you know, especially Evan, having him outside on a bunch, and he's been out there before, but just, you know, having concepts, you know, it's a tough situation to call plays, you know, call things that, you know, you want to make sure guys, you know, have an idea of what they're running.
You ever been in a situation at any level of you playing where you lost so many position players at one game?
No, not that I recall, and, you know, to have going to a 2-minute drive with just one receiver is a tough situation.
Eli, I ask this with respect to all your players, but when Odell goes down, what level of his talent, what he's meant to you, what he is, I mean, is that a bigger blow to a team's psyche at all?
Well, no. Hey, when they all go down, you lose players. It's tough. You know, you like when they can, you know, get off on their own, and you hope it's not serious, but. Yeah, you know, end of the game, and you know, you see your best player in pain. It can be a tough situation.
Before the touchdown drive to Lewis, and you guys were on the sideline, Odell got the offense together. What was the motion?
We got to turn it on. We got to make something happen. We got to get things going to go win this football game. So, just got the guys together and just get, you know, just get the emotions back up and show some intensity from the guys.
Does it feel like you just don't have any answers right now as a team? Another one behind me that keeps happening.
Don't you have answers for what?
Win a game.
Well, you got to play better. That's the only answer. That's the only way. There's some good things, but there's too many bad things. Not taking advantage of opportunities. Had great field position in the first half. Couldn't take advantage of it too many times. So, just we're not playing well enough to win the games. It's that simple.
How'd you avoid the more on the slam go touchdown to Odell?
Gave a little fake, and was able to step up and thought I'd have an opportunity to hit Odell down the sideline. So, good job by the receivers. Keeping the routes on and. Just gave a little pump fake to avoid the rusher.
Your team went 0-6 not long ago. Is there anything you can take from that experience to just kind of use moving forward?
Well, you just there's not a secret formula to fixing it. You just got to play better. You got to keep grinding, keep swinging, finding ways to move the ball, find ways to win, and you can't put yourself in bad situations, and you can't in crucial situations, games, and fourth quarters, you got to step up and make plays instead of making mistakes.